1620-94.5 WTAW. December meetings of the Bryan and College Station ISD school boards included the latest in developing calendars for the 2024-25 school year. Those associated with CSISD are invited to participate in their online survey, which continues through January 5th. Bryan ISD's calendar survey will take place in January. A common subject in both December school board meetings was a fall break in October. Bryan ISD Counseling Services Director Donna Willett said she is getting feedback about BISD holding a first-ever fall break last semester.
I think there are a number of parents that are were very much for it, but they were okay with it, and so they didn't say anything. The ones that were very upset with it were very vocal. And then there were a number of teachers that were very much of, this is the best thing since sliced bread, but they've seen that, oh, maybe there's ways that we can do it that we can compromise.
College Station ISD Secondary Education Director Tiffany Parkerson said there was discussion of having a longer fall break like Bryan ISD.
The feedback from our community that I have heard goes back to making sure that we're serving our community and our working families well, and sometimes those extended breaks are really difficult on our families. And so between that and just the additional constraints that we have on when we need to begin and end the year, it becomes difficult for us to be able to frame out a longer fall break.
Tiffany Parkinson also brought up one of the CSISD calendar options, giving students the day off after Halloween for teacher and service.
And we did notice a slight decline in attendance this year on the day after Halloween. It is a Friday in next school year.
For the sake of the teachers, I know having the holiday the day after Halloween would be very well.
I hypothesize that will be well received, at least in the elementary teacher feedback.
Well, I think the intermediate and middle school kids would like that too.
Back to Bryan ISD, where parents and community members will be voting in January on two options. BISD Counseling Services Director Donna Willett responded to board concerns that not all parents fill out an online survey about the calendar.
Conversations at PTSO meetings at some of our elementaries, and those principals shared my contact information, and parents sent in that folks that may not have, that would have been on my radar to say, hey, would you like to be on this committee? So we did expand, did invite a variety of parents from different levels and opened up that communication.
Bryan ISD board member David Stansney also asked administrators to make sure needs were being met instead of wants. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.